Hey, from this bitch of an earth, it's your host Deanna, and this episode I sat down with Jess to talk about text role-playing and how it's helped her improve her writing skills. So, as always, sit back and chill. You've earned it. Welcome back to This Bitch of an Earth. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, and I'm here with Jess Lorenzana. And today we're talking about text roleplay.
Hi.
Which is something I haven't done since 10th grade, but I definitely did do it at one point. So, what is text roleplay? Also, if audio is funky, I'm using lapel microphones this episode.
The mic is on my titty, so listeners, you are listening from my boobs.
Yeah. Can confirm. We have a titty mic in our midst. So what is text roleplay?
Text roleplay is kind of, it's a little bit different from your normal form where, like, let's say D&D, it's a bit more of back and forth. Text roleplay is more kind of like you're building a story as you go, mm-hmm. and players will usually do long passages. My roleplay, we usually do 800 to 1,000 words per post. So a lot of our collaboration is behind the scenes through, like, DMs online. And then we kind of bring that out into the story as we go.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the framework for deciding where and when a roleplay takes place?
So usually we have a host, kind of like a DM. Mm-hmm.
Someone will, like, set up the setting.
Yeah, they'll, like, do, like, a whole world building. And usually when you're doing this stuff, you apply beforehand. So you'll get, like, a lowdown of what the background story is, what kind of characters you can play, and, like, what is your goal as a whole team mm-hmm. to reach at the end of this role play. And okay. then you'll send in an application of what kind of character you're making, and they'll see how we can edit it or transform this character to, like, fit the meta.
Okay. That's very involved.
Yes. It's a lot of work just to even get your foot in the door, but yeah. it's really fun.
Okay. So do they have, like, open
yeah.
role plays? But
usually there's open role plays, but I prefer invitation ones just so you can, like, role play with people you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard working with strangers because, you know, it's a lot of different personalities and you need to find people that you vibe with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people prefer, like, intense stories. Some people just, like, enjoy fluffy romance with, like, occasional comedy. Mm-hmm. So you just need to find that middle ground of people that, like, are like-minded just yeah. so that way the story doesn't go everywhere.
Okay. We talked a bit about this beforehand, so I'm kind of, like, out of questions.
Okay.
But role plays that you've done, what type do you like to, like, write?
For me, I love dark ones. Like, I am such a fan of stories that will usually end up in character death mm-hmm. or at least some kind of tragedy. I love for my characters to go through hell and back by the end and, like, come out as a different person. Mm-hmm. I usually like stories of development like that. So, like, right now I'm in a murder mystery role play. One of my friends, we were talking about, like, this magical girl role play where, like, they're kind of forced to kill each other too. There's just, like, a lot of murder in the ones that I like.
So go into the murder mystery one you're planning or doing.
Yeah.
We've already planned it. Was it, like, an invite-only situation?
It's an invite-only, and I'm on the second season of it. Mm-hmm. So they've already done, like, a whole season in the past. My best friend was on it, and she recommended that I join it. And so, like, I talked with the person in charge of it. We became friends, and she invited me to join that one, too. So that one, we kind of already have what the story is going to be like because it's based off of a video game series. So we kind of follow you can the say game the mechanics. One. Oh, yeah, sure.
I was like, I don't know if I should. No, yeah, you can definitely say that.
It's the Danganronpa series. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. So, like, with those, it's kind of like a killing game where characters is usually, like, a class of students, and they have to kill each other with different motivations in each chapter. So, like, we're doing the second season of that where it's, like, a whole different crew of people, but actually they're connected to the first season, but they don't know that yet. But
so your characters don't know, or you don't know?
They don't know that. Like, okay. The characters don't
know. Okay.
But, like, it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
But,
so...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. So, when, like, role play happens, you have to, like, act on your character, but, like, everything else is planned ahead of time?
Yeah.
So, like, because with D&D, like, you could figure something out, but if your character's a dumbass, of course they're not going to. So even if you, like, know what the GM is planning... Which you usually don't. Like, you're usually figuring out it out at the same time your character is. You just know beforehand, and you have to play, like, a role.
Sort of.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. So, like, usually we know what direction we're going in with, but just, like, in the game, there are twists and turns that the person will, like, throw in. Mm-hmm. So, like, we don't know who's going to die next. We don't know who's going to kill the other person. Or we don't know the next motivation. We'll be told... like, at least a week or two beforehand, just so we can figure out how our character would be affected by that. But, like, let's say if your character's really dumb and a murder mystery trial's coming up. If you figure out the case, it wouldn't really make sense if in the trial your character is, like, suddenly super genius, like, telling everybody how it is.
Yeah.
So we just kind of, like, pull the information together, and whoever is the smarter character will kind of, like, bring that information up.
Okay, so you kind of help them, like, craft their...
It's a teamwork effort. Like, the most important thing is that you stick to character and that you're developing that character.
Okay. So go into a little bit more detail about the, like, the trials, because that sounds like it's something different than the actual role play.
Yes. So our trials are live. Like, we go on Discord voice chat and we use, like, the text format. And basically, the host of the game will throw in different, like, clues we should start talking about, different things we need to unravel. Mm-hmm. And we're all taking turns on, like, trying to unravel the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Usually it takes like an hour or two, and there's like usually 3 to 4 different like parts. So it's like a whole like thing you have to sit down and be invested into.
Yeah.
I do think that's a bit more like D&D, where it's like...
So you don't like write out what happened in the trial afterwards?
We can mention it, but it's not really important because we were all there.
Yeah.
So like... my character might, like, mention how they felt during the trial, how they were affected by who died, or, like, how they thought somebody acted weird during that time. But we're not going to, like, restate what just happened for everybody reread.
So you don't do, like, a summary?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about, like, role-playing? We're not, like, at the end of an episode, but this isn't something I'm so familiar with.
I guess this kind of role-playing is very much like you're trying to develop your own style of writing. Like, that's been something I've been struggling with recently, where I find my writing style very repetitive and kind of elementary. So, like, sometimes you might want to be more expressive in how you write, so that way you can get your character across. Mm-hmm. So, like, one person that I know that's in the role play that I'm in, the way she writes is really awesome. Like, you feel like you're really in the mind of her character that is batshit crazy. Like, the font is everywhere.
Yeah.
There's starts, stops, and pauses. There's no right way to write. But as long as, like, you're getting something through, then you're doing good.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about, like, the different fonts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do you work on a Google Doc together?
So we use Gaia Online. So, like, you can, like, increase font. You can use those websites where you can, like, copy-paste, like, different fonts.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can change the colors and stuff like that. We sometimes play with that. we wouldn't want like a whole document to be rainbow colored. As long as it's legible, that's great. There was one point where somebody used like this distorted word format where like you can barely read anything to kind of just like mess with us about like how some things are kind of redacted at the time and we shouldn't know about this, but they're gonna mention it, but we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, so like your character doesn't know, but your role play, like the writer would?
Like, what we write, everybody reads. So we have some things about our characters that
we don't want other people to find out yet.
That's like our biggest thing with, well, that's my biggest thing with writing, is that a character is like their whole life. And when you're doing that role play, it's only that one piece of their life. So sometimes things will come in and everybody has secrets. There's no things that will like kind of like hit the back of your mind and you're going to think about it, but you don't want other people to know about it.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to find a way to like introduce it, but also you don't want to give everything away.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, anything else you want to say about like what role play's like done for your writing style, or like what it's done for, like, have you experienced writer's block or anything before?
Oh yeah, constantly.
Yes.
Constantly, I have to find myself like looking back and doing like looking at stories that I've written before, or like reading books, or like reading other people's style, because I still haven't figured out what my style is exactly. I like to borrow like bits and pieces from other people because like they do some really good stuff. But like in role plays, you kind of have to push yourself constantly. Like, not in a bad way, but like you have to constantly motivate yourself to improve, because you're trying to like, you're trying to entertain people. You're trying to make sure everybody's having fun with you. And if you're just like giving something like bland up front, there's nothing to it then.
Yeah.
So like, for me, I think role-playing has kind of like improved my writing style. My grammar used to be awful. It's still kind of bad, but like at least it's a little bit better. And I think the beautiful thing about role-playing is like, you meet a lot of fantastic people, and you really just like, when you're working together to build something, you just like make a bond, because like you want your characters to like reach an end goal, or you want to like see how this is all gonna come together. And when you're all like working together on that, it's like you see everybody trying to put out like their best work or their best selves.
Yeah.
And everybody has something cool to bring to the table.
So it's more like a collaborative storytelling thing than D&D would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, everybody has something to add to the story.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we have so many people included, because sometimes, like, somebody will bring, like, different writing styles or different aspects to the story that you thought you'd never see.
Okay. So when you write, like, a role play, how do you, or like a segment, how do you start out? Like, how does the session, like, begin? Like, someone sets the rules, and then do they usually write the first post?
Yeah, usually they'll have a character, an NPC,
yeah,
that's, like, laying the land of what's happening right now.
Oh, so they just do, like, a bunch of exposition.
Yeah.
And then like, how do you determine, like, the order?
Of, like...
of who's writing next.
Oh, usually it's a jump-in thing at the beginning, but after a while... if you're, like, collaborating with others a lot, you'll be like, oh, well, I want this person to do this thing, but I want this person to do that thing, too. That's probably going to happen before this happens. So you should post first, so that way we can get to that next part.
Okay.
So, like, you have to, like, be patient and, like, wait on others, but also you need to, like, keep in mind the timeline. It's like, I don't know, it really depends on who you want to, like, bring... why did I forget the word? Like, kind of, like, to help that vent bloom. Because sometimes there will be, like, an interaction that I want to happen with someone. And some... I could write it, yes. But I feel like it's important that this character shows their point of view of what's happening more.
Like, before...
before I show it, yeah.
Okay. So... you're working with other people to give your segment context.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what determines...
who's going first.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was just like a, okay, now it's your turn.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like that. If it's not that big a deal, yeah. But, like, sometimes we're building up something really big.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want this person to do it first because, like, their character is, like, really invested in what's happening.
So how long does, like, does writing a role play segment, I don't know, post take? And then, like, how long does it take to develop some character storylines, like, specifically with other people?
Okay, so, like, a post, those are wild because, like, sometimes if I'm really feeling it and I'm in my zone, I'll get it done in an hour. But there's days where there's times where it'll take me days or, like, a week to really just, like, get it because it'll be in my mind, mm-hmm. but I don't know how to get it down. I don't know if I'm going to do it right, or it might be really risky what I'm doing, and I'm just like, I don't know. Sometimes I just really just don't like the post that I write, and I'll just rewrite it completely.
Yeah.
And then, what was your second question? Sorry.
The second half was how long does it take to develop, like, character storylines with other people posting? Like, does it happen relatively quickly because you're talking, like, behind the scenes?
If you have time to sit down and talk, it can happen pretty quickly because we'll just start building off of each other and, like, oh, yeah, we can do this, you know, we can do that, and we get really into it.
But so there's no element of, like, surprise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's, you can with your own characters, but if you're doing something with someone else, there should be no surprise between the two of you because mm-hmm. then you're godmodding and nobody likes that.
What does that mean? Yeah, explain the term.
Godmodding is like when you're taking over the entire situation to see how you fit. It should be. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the biggest roles, like the rules in these role plays that you'll see online is like no godmodding. Like we all have a part. You shouldn't be like trying to make it your own little story with all the rest of us as side characters. Mm-hmm.
So are there any other like generic rules like that?
I could check. Yeah. I have like on hand. Let me check the RP that I'm in. Because usually they have, like, the standard, you know, mm-hmm. no bickering in the mm-hmm. group chat. That's going to ruin it for everybody. Let's see how our rules are. Like, there's a rule that we have now where characters can't be on their own for too long. Mm-hmm. Like, never.
And why is that?
So, basically, our rule is that characters should never be alone for an entire post, and that's because we really want to enforce character interaction. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody's like on their own and in their own mind, that's it. Like, that's the only thing happening for them. That means nobody's left, like, nobody has anything to work with after that. We can't play off of that because our characters can't read each other's minds. So we usually try to make sure at least somebody's affecting the situation or the area in some way. Like, there needs to be impact, because in life, you're always impacting something mm-hmm. in some way or another. Let's see. Minimum words, because we usually need, like, lengthy writing, just so that way we have something to work with, or mm-hmm. just so we know that, like, storylines are still happening.
Okay. So it's not like you're just doing the dialogue of a character and waiting for someone else to play it out? Okay.
Yeah. Some role plays do that, but, like, we prefer not to do that mm-hmm. just so that way, you know, it's not just talking. There's thinking. There's acting. There's many aspects to, like, how people are.
Yeah.
So we just want to get all the aspects of that, because one part of this role play is we're trying to figure out how somebody snapped or, like, how somebody just, like, lost it or died. So we need to know those, like, little tidbits mm-hmm. to see if they're suspicious or not.
Okay.
When the time comes.
Yeah. I guess my next question is, like, what is one of your favorite, like, role plays that you've been in? And then some of your favorite moments that, like, you've written and that other people have written, and how you've been able to work that into, like, your writing style.
So I really love the one that I'm in right now, mostly because a lot of my friends are in it.
Mm-hmm. But is that the murder mystery one?
Yes, okay. The murder mystery one. But there was this one way back in the day that I did where it was basically like this fantasy high school setting where it's like a military school and it's a bunch of different students with like different aspects to them. Like one of them has this enchanted sword that mm-hmm. like helps them become like a fighter and stuff like that. One's just like a regular like just like born and raised to be a knight. My character was like a dragonborn like little girl that was like really powerful but didn't know how to control herself. So I really liked that because it was just like a lot of like the cute fantasy aspects that I don't really touch upon anymore. And like the interactions were just kind of like, yes, things were serious, but there was sometimes really wholesome moments that, like, I just thought it was really nice how, like, their world was completely different, but at the same time, kind of realistic.
Okay.
It was, like, really down to earth.
And then what is, like, a moment that has stuck with you in roleplaying?
In roleplaying?
Yeah.
My first trial.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Explain.
So, I love conspiracy theories, and I love theorizing very much, and I love overthinking things. So I spent an entire month planning for this trial. I had post-it notes filled with, like, clues and information. I was, like, just reading over posts again and again, just, like, reading sentences to see if they had double meaning, mm-hmm. and just really trying to understand the feel of the characters that I was very suspicious of. Totally was wrong on the murderer. Turns out I overthinked it, completely blew it,
yeah.
but had a great time. Yeah, I think that really helped me, like, appreciate, like, the writing and effort people put into. Because mm-hmm. they'll put little pieces that you don't really think about, but then it'll come back to bite you in the butt later, and they're like, oh yeah, they did say that.
Okay.
Because they're thinking about that.
Yeah.
And they're putting in that effort, and it's like, geez, I guess I should be, like, really appreciating the work people put in.
Okay. And then how do you like to describe, like, your role plays best? Like, what do you like to focus on with your writing?
With my writing?
Yeah.
I like to make a journey for my character internally. So, like...
So you'll describe, like, a lot of their thoughts and...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I have themes with characters that I want to reach at a certain point, or there's backstories about them that I want them to, like, flesh out and really have to face at one point. So I love, like, you know, giving little tidbits to people, or, like, kind of, like, trying to figure out if you had something traumatic happen in your life, how does that affect you mentally? Like, when do you start thinking about it? When do you try to push it away? When do you start trying to accept what happened to you? And I just, with my writing, I don't know, I try to make them human in a sense, or like, I want people to relate to them, but I also want them to understand that these are flawed people. Like, I call characters like cute, like little cinnamon buns, and like, oh, they're precious. But also, I like characters that you're just like, what they did was kind of fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a dick move. And it's like, yeah, they're flawed. They're human. They're going to mess up.
Yeah.
And sometimes they purposely mess up.
So yeah, is there anything else you want to say, like, about role-playing in general? Like, is there anything we didn't get to? Anything we didn't, like, touch on that you wanted to talk about?
Let's see. I don't know. I think we hit a lot of the bases. I wish people would give it a try more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a really cool, different approach to take. It's a very niche, like, type of role-playing, but it's actually a really big community. Like, on Gaia, which is, like, a very outdated site, you will see new role plays, at least 10 pop up a day. New ones that are, like, taking in new people. Or, like, you'll see ones that are, like, going for, like, I was looking online, and there's, like, one that has, like, 700 pages worth of content.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a niche, like, kind of, like, base, but it's still, like, up and kicking around. And it's been around for a while because one of my best friends, she used to do a whole lot, and we met in, like, when I was, like, in middle school. And she was still doing it back then. So, like, this has been around for a while.
Okay. And then what's one thing that you would say to someone who's, like, considering getting into role-playing? Like, how do you get into it? Because a lot of the things are invite-only. Like, do you have to, like, build a portfolio?
You do have to build a portfolio a little bit.
Yeah.
You have to, like, it's a lot of try and try and try again. Like, you will definitely want, like, get super excited about a role play, and then it'll crash and burn, and you'll just be like, this was a waste. But at the same time, hey, now you have a new character. to your roster, or now you have ideas that maybe you might be able to use in the future. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of like, you have to keep trying, you have to keep going, because if you love it, then you love it and you're going to keep going. But if you're trying to get into it, don't be afraid to just put yourself out there. Like, write how you want to write. If you're not good, you're going to get better eventually. And just try to give yourself some credit. Don't be scared.
All right. Yeah, we kind of like hit everything you wanted to hit.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug?
I have a Twitter now. Well, I had a Twitter. It was super embarrassing in Weeby, so I deleted all my tweets.
Yeah.
Not because I did something problematic.
It's because you were arrested for Weeb crimes.
Yes. There was just a lot of anime girls on there, and I just couldn't handle my friends seeing, like, me just being way too much. Mm-hmm. So, my new Twitter is... I can't even remember my username.
It'll be linked in the description, too, yeah. if it's hard to spell.
It's chickadee pio, because pio pio, the Spanish word for how like birds sound.
Oh, okay.
It's really cute. Yeah, and my icon's a little dog, an angry dog.
Okay. Yeah, you can find everything I do at nerd.co, and then we'll see you in 2 weeks with another episode of This Bitch of an Earth.
Thanks for listening to This Bitch of an Earth. And wrapping up, we have a Twitter now. Follow TBOAE Podcast for new episodes and daily good morning tweets. For more Lifecast Network content, you can follow The Lifecast Net on Twitter and Instagram. As for myself, you can find everything I do at nert.co. Everything's linked in the show notes, and don't forget, suck less, fuck more, howl at the moon, dress in black, worship wholeheartedly.